So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like,
Because
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code STEPHANIECLASSX and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
Let's get back to the show.
you're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you.
Welcome back to Awkward Pillow Talk. I'm super excited, again, always, but this time we actually have a fellow hot wife with you. Now, we've had a lot of guests before, but nobody else that can quite match your, vibe, your mojo.
Yeah.
So that's exciting on this one. And we got a lot to talk about with her, too. So before, I'm not even going to go into anything else. Let's introduce Sexy Soccer Mom and get to talking to her. She has her own podcast as well. Yep. And we'll let her introduce herself before I steal all her thunder.
Yep. Hi, guys. I'm Sexy Soccer Mom. Thank you so much for having me. I haven't been a guest on too many podcasts, so bear with me. But my husband and I do host our own. It's called The Adventures of a Hot Wife. Where we talk about the journey that we've started at and where we're at today in our hot wifing lifestyle adventure. So thank you for having me on here to kind of talk about it all.
I'm excited because, like, really, we have not gotten to discuss this aspect of things with anybody. Right. We've obviously talked about it on our podcast a little bit, but the guests that we've had on have not had the... Some of them have been swingers, right. You know, some of them have been just, I just do content on my own.
Right.
But I feel like the dynamic that we have is closer related to the hot wife dynamic than anything else. I don't feel like we relate as much with swinging anymore. I mean, there's certain instances where we do, but the dynamic of just being able to have sex, fun sex when you want to have it, you know what I mean? Go after it and get it. That's a cool dynamic that not everybody understands.
Right.
And I think it seems to me like you do. Am I wrong?
That's what we do.
Exactly.
Fun sex.
That's awesome.
It's hard for me to get that for people to understand that right away because it has such a stigma, right?
Yeah.
It's like sex can either be intimate or it can be like this super personal thing. Like, nah, we're going to blow this shit wide open. We want to have a party with it and we want to film it. You know what I mean? Let's have fun.
Just have fun. Exactly. Right.
Jason, you sound like my husband where he really doesn't have a desire to play, maybe. That's why we don't identify as swingers. That's just not his thing. He wants to watch me play.
See, now I do play. So the only time I really don't play, I would say, is when she does virgins. So she's got this whole thing where she has sex with virgins.
Right.
She just had 19. She just finished 19 the other day.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking incredible?
That is incredible.
Yeah, and we filmed every one of them.
Yep.
That is what my my big, like, yes, that's awesome. Because 19 filmed virginities is like...
It's pretty wild.
And they're legit. Like, you can tell when you meet these guys. Like, you can tell they're legit.
Yeah.
And it's anxiety that's kind of...
For sure.
It's anxiety that's taking care of, you know, most of the issues for them, you know?
Which is why we got started.
Which is why we got started.
To begin with, because I had crazy anxiety and was able to, like, get it under control and all that. So... I figure help out, you know.
But for me, it's like, so I will join in from time to time on this. Not like with them, I'm straight, but like, you know, to help her out, you know.
Right.
We've done like DVP and stuff like that.
My husband will jump in like with me.
Right.
He just doesn't want to play with others.
Right. See, okay. And I have played with others. That, like, we'll have women come over.
Right. Like,
and we'll do that kind of stuff. But I think what it is, we just don't like playing with couples. Like, I think it's that couple dynamic, trying to find, because the two of us have such a strong connection. Like, it's annoying, I'm sure, to some people. But, like, if we were to bring another couple into the dynamic, there's a lot more to navigate personality-wise versus if we were to just bring an individual person in. You know, we can both kind of give attention to that one person or whatever, and that dynamic feels easier than the four-way.
Yeah, it's usually like we'll get along with like the husband or the wife, but it's never really both.
We haven't had the instance, and I think I'd like your situation where the husband likes to watch because I love to put on a fucking show, and we work like a fucking we're a great team,
right?
But we haven't really had the instance where the husband wants to sit out and kind of like allow or film even. I've put that out so many times where I've been like, hey, you know, I know that you like watching your wife get fucked,
right?
I've got a 9-inch dick, you know, let's do it.
Right.
And they always chicken out.
Yeah, they always chicken out.
Really? Okay. So that is our dynamic. He will film 99% of them. sometimes he joins in, but most of the time he just wants to sit back and watch. And I'll look over and he's got his hands behind his head and he's got a smile on his face and a camera next to him. And
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's our dynamic.
I can be like that to a certain extent. But I think it's more with like the virgin dudes.
Right.
And really it's her choice. It's anxiety is kind of what got us into this. And it's what got her into working with the virgins and stuff. And for that, she knows that one-on-one with them is really going to be the way to get it going, right? Because, like, right. We're asking a lot at this point. You get these guys to try to get a boner.
They're new
camera.
To this.
They've never had sex.
And it's in front of a person's husband.
Right.
You know, so she knows, okay, one-on-one, she's got to go easy. But in any other instance, it's essentially like, if I'm not around, you've lost your energy for it.
Right.
She just does not care to...
Yeah, I don't want to
perform.
Right, I don't want to do it unless he's there. Right,
absolutely.
Right,
and I'm fine with it. You know, everybody has their own dynamic for things.
For sure.
It's interesting. We love talking about it though. So, how long have you and your husband been into this?
Oh gosh, we started. It'll be 2 years this October. So not a super long time. We're still pretty infantile in our journey.
Okay.
But all his idea. He approached me. This is something he wanted to see. I thought he was fucking crazy. And here we are almost 2 years later.
That sounds exactly like how we started. Ours was almost 10 years ago.
Okay.
And he approached me with it and I was like, absolutely not. Like, you are out of your mind. And then
We met in church.
Yeah.
So if that gives you any dynamic for like our relationship.
Right. And so like it was absolutely not. They just kind of like baby steps the entire way through the process till like, you know, here we are. And you're like, okay, you know, very big stark difference between now and like when we, you know, got married. So.
But we know for sure this is 100% where you want to be now.
Right.
Because we took the small steps. You know, I never let her get to the point where she was like, I don't like this.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we had to, you know, back out really quickly or something.
Right.
Everything was small. Hey, if that's something you want to do, then let's try it, you know? And I think the biggest hurdles for us was the society's stigma. As far as like being able to overcome that, is it really okay for me to have sex with somebody else?
Exactly.
Like, what is everybody else going to think about me? You know what I mean?
So we went through the same thing. He approached me and I was like, no, this isn't right. This isn't how it goes. This isn't the rules. I thought something was missing from our relationship. I thought he was just asking me to do this to open a door for him to do it. So I thought he just wanted to cheat on me. And it's like you said, societal norms and rules. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I've got two kids. I'm the team mom for sports. I don't do this. So,
right.
I went back and forth for actually probably not that long. Now that I talk to people and they're like, oh, it took us a year. I'm like, oh, it took me 3 weeks. But but that 3 weeks was one day I was all in. Let's do this. The next day, I'm like, no, what is wrong with you? It was an emotional roller coaster. And Stephanie, you know, who are you going to talk to about this? You can call your mom and ask if you should do this. Like, you feel very alone, like you're making, and you don't want to go to your husband with this stuff because you know it's something they want to see. You don't want to shut it down. You don't want to voice all your concerns because now they're pulled out of it. It was a very tricky situation.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, I, like you said, like, I don't have like very many people to like talk about it to. Like, I mean, I do now kind of.
You have like three people, which is significantly more than you had before.
Three times more than what I had before. But like, you know, it's one of those things where like, yeah, you can't be like, you know, let me, you know, you have a problem at work. Like, let me go, you know, vent to somebody. Like, it's not the same. Like, you can't be like, hey, let me just go tell my coworker I've got a problem with something. I've got him, which I'm okay with.
I have the same issue on the other side though, because like you typically get guys, like especially guys in their 20s, you know, kiss and tell you, oh yeah, I banged this chick, you know what I mean? And you can tell your buddies, and they're like, oh yeah, high five. Well, unfortunately, in your 30s, when you're like, hey, my favorite porn star has decided to come vacation with my wife at my house, your friends just don't fucking respond to you anymore.
They don't care.
Right.
They're like, fuck you, dude.
The same.
That's funny.
Guys are talking about getting an annual blowjob or sex, you know, once a month.
Gosh.
And he's like, oh, yeah, about that. Just watched my wife bang someone else last night. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, it's definitely different. Like, and even now, like, now that we've, like, come out and told people, like, what it is that we do, like, I feel like I have more people on my side than I realized I did, which is awesome because, you know, like people that I would have not expected. And like, I can say, hey, we just had a unicorn over last night. Like, how cool. And she's like, yes, like, that's awesome. So I'm like, you know, at least I have that like kind of support, but like he doesn't, which
I start messaging her friends now. So
right. Right.
But so you know what my husband did, Jason? He started his own X account because, yeah, you know, I had mine. And now all the husbands of hot wives kind of have started X accounts, and they are each other's emotional support group. It's kind of crazy.
That's funny.
Like,
that's
he's all buddies now.
I've got my own. I did. So I've gotten to do, like, I got into the sex work thing myself. Right. Like, right. I've done Sex Panther. I did streaming. I tried streaming for a minute.
Right.
And I made more money in a week than her and our friend combined.
Right.
Wow.
Because I used to be a lead singer of a band. I know how to command a fucking stage, and I can swing my dick around in circles, no problem. People love that.
And you...
That's all I was doing. I was just helicoptering with my underwear on for fucking hours a day. And dudes were just... Some dude paid me $65 a minute just to stare at my cock.
And what? I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I've never had anyone pay me to stare at my vagina like that.
Right, like, dude, that's ridiculous.
He did 10 minutes.
Wow.
10 minutes, $650. But well, it was less than that.
Did you do anything? You just stood there?
I had a boner.
But like, yeah, other than that, like, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit, basically, and the dude was like, are you gay? I was like, no.
No, but for $65 a minute, you can stare all you want.
Exactly. Like, I was like, I'm not gay, but you can look. Like,
yeah.
$20 is $20.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So, I mean, for me, it's I have that presence, and it's a little, I feel like it's a little bit of a different dynamic, and it that makes it a little harder for me to connect to, I think.
And, like, have that social media, like, presence, because, like, he's connected, like, with me, but like when he's streaming on his own on a different platform, he's himself.
And if I'm
like
connected,
a different person,
if she comes into my stream or if she is part of it at all,
done, dead.
Like, really? they know I'm straight and they like that,
and they know you're married,
and they know that I have zero interest in dudes and that I'm married. But the second she shows up on stream, it tanks.
Well, they want the fantasy. They know you're straight, but in their head, you're not.
They think that I'm like out in the garage away from her, you know what I mean? Like
it's a
trying
secret
to do it on the side. I've gotten to do cool, like, done like voice chats. One of my favorite ones. Have you ever done Sex Panther?
You know, I dabbled it in a little bit. So I know we'll get to this, but I was a teacher full time. So I haven't had time to look into this stuff. I did Sex Panther a little bit during spring break and things like that. And I'm like, this is kind of fun. And then I had an incident. Oh my gosh. Some guy wanted to play the soccer mom fantasy. Obviously that's my name. So I'm like, cool, I'm into it. And then we were in a basement and his son came down and he wanted me to, like, it got very weird. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't know if I'm cut out for this. So I actually haven't been on Sex Panther again since that.
No, it gets weird. You gotta shut that shit down fast.
My name used to be the class mom. And so because of Sex Panther, I ended up just going with, you know, Stephanie, because everyone would be like, oh, you're the class mom. Like, what are you going to teach?
It's like all the mom fantasies. Tell me about your kids. No.
Yeah, like, tell me about your kids. And I'm like, no. Like, we are.
That is off fucking topic.
Like, we are. That is a hard no. Like, and so we ended up going back and forth. And then I was like, let's just drop the class mom.
Yeah, total brand change after 2 years of building a brand.
Right. Because it just sucked. Like, it just got, but honestly, where I was creeped out.
We got, like, destroyed already. Like, our Reddit had gotten destroyed and our Instagram had gotten destroyed. Like, somebody went through and just fucking attacked all our shit. So it was time for a rebrand anyways. Right. But, like, it still sucked.
Yeah.
But what was I getting at?
Sex Panther.
Sex Panther. Yes. So I had Sex Panther. These dudes would reach out to me, right? And they'd be like, hey, can you, because you have a deep voice, you know, can you do like
a
voice chat with me?
You do have a sexy voice. I'm going to throw that out there.
Well, thank you. So this one dude was like, look, I'll pay you, but I want you to talk about your crush on Taylor Swift. Like, I want you, like, he goes, this is the storyline, all right, is you're in college and you've got your buddies. They're going out, you know, Friday night to party. And you're like, no, I can't go out tonight. I've got plans. And your plans is that you're going to stay at home and you're going to jerk off to the Taylor Swift poster on your wall.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah. I 15 fucking minute call of me talking about Taylor Swift. I even got into a part where I was like, look,
They don't know about the secret poster I have behind my main poster. That's only for my eyes.
Gosh, I
got super creative. It was great. Yeah. He loved it. He tipped so fucking much.
He kept coming back. Yeah. Coming back. But we were
I started making so much money, she started getting jealous to where I had to stop because she was like, I'm taking getting too much attention. I was like, okay, fine. I'll back off.
Yeah.
Fine. But, it's all yours. No, you know, that's something that I will probably pursue a little bit more now. I've heard that there's money in it if you do it right. I think I got so weirded out that I was like, nope, nope, nope. But well, I might need a rebrand too because I do get a lot of the mom stuff. Stephanie, I get so much mom things. And then for me, because I was a teacher, I have people that are like, okay, here's the play. I'm one of your students and I find out about you. So to keep me quiet. And I'm like, absolutely not. That's my nightmare. That is not right. Like my nightmare.
Yeah.
Nope. That's not something we want to play around with at all.
Yeah. That's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I, like I said, it kind of creeped me out there. It just kept getting progressively worse. And like, for me, it was like, because I was the class mom, like, you know, like you come in and volunteer, like type thing. That's where it came from. Even though I was really never like class mom, it worked for marketing.
The MILF thing is strong.
Yeah. So it was like, okay, we just had to like shut it down. So I will say though, with Sex Panther though, like it has its ups and downs. Like I am on the current like low down. Like it is dead for me. But like, there's other times,
isn't it? I've heard summertime because people are traveling, kids are home. I heard it usually tanks in summer a little bit.
Our numbers have always been down a little bit in summer. But for Sex Panther in general, typically when you're signing up, you get like a 30-day boost for a new member. We made $3,000 in the first 30 days on there, which for a new platform is like fucking incredible, you know?
Yeah.
And then it went down to 500, and then it went down to like nothing.
We even did like a
video chat with them. We're like a one-on-one training and like, we talked to the lady. Yeah,
talked to somebody with marketing.
And she was like, yeah, well, this is where the work starts. You basically got to start, you know,
like
tagging things. And I'm like, no, well, that doesn't work for me because we do OF, we do marketing. I can't do separate marketing on your platform as well. And
it's a lot to do it all.
Right. And so it was like, I mean, and now,
especially when I've already proven that we've made money. You know what I mean? Like, we made you a significant amount of money. I mean, at that point, we should stay on your suggested list, I guess. You know, I mean, to me. But that's what they do. They try to get you. And I'm not trying to talk shit about them because I think everybody should go. And I think
they're
working out their search system. So I think it is going to get better.
Right.
But that first, you know, 30 days.
It was awesome.
Is awesome.
Like, I was like, I could do this. I mean, you get some like weird ones on there. But like,
you learned a lot about yourself too.
Right. And different like kinks and different like just everything. Cause there was things I'm like, I have never heard of this before. You're like, but I'm interested. Like, I'd like to, you know, I'll play whatever it is you want me to play.
And
like,
just tell me what to do. It might not be good.
Like, and I'll tell them straight up, be like, look, they'll be like, they'll come in and say, hey, can you do such and such? And I'm like, I've never tried it. But like, if you're willing to let me try, like, I'll do whatever you want. And a lot of them will, you know, and you know, say, yeah, let's give it a try. And then others are like, no, not for me. I'm like, okay.
Stephanie, did you ever have, she's a friend, she was a guest on our podcast, the Lego man fantasy, or like the shrinking man. She gets so much of that. And we had the best time talking about like where she could go with a Lego man and a shrinking man. And then she even texted me one time and she was like, help me, I'm on it right now. And we're on a plane and this guy just shrunk, and we put together this whole storyline.
That's my shit. That is my shit. I'm telling you, creativity.
I like the weird shit.
I love creativity. So like, when she get into this
not
shit,
creative I'm at all.
Creativity is my jam. I can think of random fun shit all day long. If somebody would just pay me for ideas, that's all I need in life. Let me have sex and let me come up with fun ideas.
Right.
I'm great.
But yeah, no, we
but
definitely
this one
have,
guy was like, I want to live in your armpit. I want to be shrunk down. I want to live in your armpit, and I want your armpit to smell. And I want it to be my job to clean your armpit. And
clean everything.
You're going to buy me from my wife for a nickel, and she's going to sell you to me for a weekend.
Yep. And my job is to
job is just to clean it. Don't. And I'm so small. I'm just a fleck of dirt. I mean nothing to you.
Yep. It was.
You're going to give me a saw so I can cut down the stubble on your armpit hair.
Yep.
And I'm going to survive.
How does a speck hold a saw?
I don't know.
so it's we filmed a custom. I came up with the idea of putting the iPhone inside of a tissue box.
Yes.
So that it looked like he was looking up through the hole of the tissue box at her. And then she was looking down into it like a giant. And then I put an echo effect on her voice stuff.
Oh my God.
I had so much fucking fun with it. We made quite a bit of money off of that dude.
Yeah. But he wasn't consistent.
He wasn't consistent. And, you know.
But like when he come in, like it was nice. But it was
like, yes, let's do this.
Like he would just randomly like tip $50 and I'm like, just for me being mean to him and be like, oh, you're insignificant to me. You're dirt. And he's like, cool, here's $50. I'm like, sweet.
Or you'd ignore him for a little while and then be like, sorry, I just didn't want to respond to you.
Be like, oh, I forgot you were there. And he'd be like, cool, here's money. And I'm like, yay. Like,
I love those. You know, my favorite is, so I don't do many customs. I'll probably start doing more now, but I didn't do many customs, but small penis humiliation were my absolute favorite. And I'm not a mean person, and I think that's why I love doing them, because I just got to like unleash and like, yeah, can it be mean, and you know, and let people have it.
You are not good at that.
Yeah, I cannot do those. Those are tough for me. Yeah, no.
See, now that's part of our soft spot, right? Because some of these versions we don't ask size before they come.
Mm. Right.
So we've had them, she's had them as big as 10.5 show up. Which was a fucking shock, and that is why we ask now.
We do ask now, yes.
But some of them will come in, they're, you know, pretty small.
Right.
Not like micro, but like, you know, four inches. Like, so, you know.
But I don't care.
She doesn't want to get caught up with that in her brand, as far as like going after people, because she doesn't want the virgins all of a sudden be like, oh.
They're, you know, going to make fun of me, or make fun of my size or something. Or whatever, so.
Totally makes sense.
But yeah, we get it. She's done it. Yeah. She's just not good at it.
No, I'm terrible at it. I mean, I'll tell them that too. I'll be like, look,
we just got to the point now. I've watched her struggle enough. We just say, no, it's not worth your money. No amount of struggling is
worth it.
Yeah.
If it's not fun, what's the point?
Exactly.
And that's another thing we're starting to realize too, is there's enough money in us having fun that we can say no to some of the stuff that is not fun.
Or like totally wildly out there that I'm like, yeah, I don't know, that might be a little out of my comfort zone. So
yeah, I mean, we've been around the block, we tried enough stuff, we know, you know, what we can say yes to and what we can say no to.
Right.
But let's move on to the next thing, because I just a general being outed. We were outed, kind of. We outed ourselves. We started getting outed.
We started. It was like, people. We knew it was coming. So,
And we decided, we started talking to some other people, some other creators that had put themselves out there and that were known by, you know, family and whatever.
Or being outed themselves. And we were like, social media.
If you had a choice to, you know, take control of the narrative, or let the narrative, you know, go out on its own, what would you have done? And most of them had said, you know, we wish we would have controlled the narrative, essentially, not let the story kind of take shape on its own. So we had, man, a good long time of discussion. And we finally were just like, you know what?
It's time.
No matter what happens, we aren't going to stop doing this, because we're just having too much fucking fun. And really, we've made too much money.
And we're there, you know, like for us, it's like we're there for our kids. And we're, you know.
Yeah, the flexibility is second to none.
Like we're flexible. Like we can work when we need to.
So we were like, you know what? We cannot fully do our job. We can't market our podcast. We can't market our page without, you know, taking care of the people that we know and letting them know. Because part of my fear was, is my best friend going to all of a sudden see my cock on Pornhub? You know what I mean? Just like, boom, right
there. It is.
You know, not a fear, he'd like be upset with me, but more like, but just like, whoa, dude, why didn't you tell me? You know what I mean? That type of thing. Like, I thought we were closer than that. So I started telling some friends, like, look, I got to get this off my chest, you know?
Right.
Let you know, and everybody was super cool with it. And then finally, we just made an announcement on Facebook. We just told the whole fucking world, we're like, hey, here's our podcast. Listen to it. If you don't want to listen to it, that's fine.
But
here it is.
It's kinky graphic. So they're like, you know, we're like, you know, if you don't want to hear
it, really is worse than you think it is. So just know that.
And I mean, like I said, we had a lot of people reach out and, you know, and say, like, that's awesome. And then, like, I mean, we haven't had anything negative.
But that anxiety that we lived with prior to that.
Right.
Is unreal. And I was thinking about your anxiety prior to everything coming out and how intense that must have been. Is that something that you felt like you dealt with before being outed?
Oh, absolutely. So when we started this, you know, we started small. It was always more lifestyle. But as I grew in the content world, it was always a fear that this would happen. It's a risk you know you're taking. And then back in March, there was an individual who made it his mission to out faceless hot wives. I was not a part of that. And I guess we were kind of naive in thinking that we were small enough that we would fly under his radar and it wouldn't affect us. And I don't know that it was this individual that outed me, but I think just the point was that's when I really started to think, okay, what if this happens? And it was about that time my husband wanted me to quit my job anyways.
Okay.
Because our content was growing. All of our socials were growing. We just didn't have time to keep up. So about February, March last year, when all this was happening, he's like, you know, I kind of just want you to quit anyway. And then we wouldn't have to worry about this. So maybe you just don't go back next school year. The decision was practically made. I was not going to work this upcoming school year. I was going to walk away. We were going to focus more on content. And then I got a little bit burnout on the content stuff. You guys talk about anxiety. I also suffer from anxiety and I have some pretty bad episodes a couple times a year. And I started going through that in May and I was like, you know, I don't know that I could do content full time. I don't know if that's who I am. I've taught forever. I love what I do. I'm good at what I do. Right. I like the double life. And really, I want to pull back from content and go back to our lifestyle roots and kind of find bulls that way. Instead of collabs, I want bulls.
Okay.
And so I'm like, you know what? Let's pull back a little bit. The school begged me to stay this next year. I told them I was going to leave. They begged me to stay. So I'm like, okay, I'm all in. I'm going to go back to teaching at least for one more year. We're going to pull back from content a little bit. And that's how we started this summer with that in mind.
Uh-oh.
And then just this last Monday, that was all pulled from me. The rug was kind of pulled out from underneath me because the school got an anonymous email basically outing me and putting me out there. So it was pretty devastating to me because it was unexpected. It's summer.
How does that news come to you? Do you get an email from the school? Do they call you? Like, how does that start?
Yeah.
And it came out of nowhere. Like, you weren't expecting that call, right?
No. So a lot of people, before they're outed, they have an idea because the person will personally, you know, go after them and, oh, I'm going to tell her about you.
Right.
I had none of that. This was completely out of left field. Ugh. It's summer. It's the last thing I'm thinking. Like during the school year, I'm always worried about it, but it's summer. I haven't been on campus since June.
Right.
So I was with my kids on Monday and I got a phone call from the school asking me to come in. And they don't ask teachers to come in during the summer, especially my school. They're very good about respecting weekends and time off. So I'm like, I automatically knew. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
So I call my husband. He's like, no, you're a fantastic teacher. Honestly, AP scores had just come out. My kids did phenomenally. He was like, no, they're calling you in for good stuff. Maybe it's scheduling stuff. He was trying so hard to be positive, but in my heart, I knew.
Yeah.
So they called me in. Basically, just kind of for a fact-finding meeting, they said, we received this anonymous email. Could any of this be true? You know, do you have a podcast? Do you have some of these things? And I was just very honest. And I said, yeah, some of it can be true. That was on Monday. On Tuesday, I was separated from the school. So I lost my job on Tuesday. And here we are Friday. I'm processing. I'm sad. I'm sad that this wasn't my decision. I'm sad that I didn't get to say bye to my students because I truly love what I do and my kids. So I'm sad for that. I'm angry. I'm angry that some coward took it upon themselves to throw my personal life to my professional life, which I've always kept very, very separate. All my content is, you know, on 18 and over sites,
right?
Besides the soul and stuff. I am faceless. Like, I've never once mentioned the school, brought any of my professional life into it. My personal stuff didn't affect what I did professionally. So I'm really angry that someone decided to take it upon themselves to blend those two things and ultimately cost me my job.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I got like goosebumps listening to you because it just makes me feel like so terrible for you. It just sucks.
I saw your post and I was just like, oh my gosh.
Like, every time we see something like that, our heart just sinks because like we feel like it could have been us. It would have been us if we had not just like.
If we'd waited a little bit longer to like tell everybody. But like I said, when I saw it, like I was like, oh my gosh, like that's so
shitty. It just sucks because I feel like we were lucky enough that we were able to like take our time and then make our decision to come out. Right. And I feel like everybody should have that choice to kind of like, okay, yeah, this is a big thing that you've decided to do and to put yourself out there in the first place.
Right.
If you wanted to take it out and put it out more, it should be your decision. You know right. what I mean? That's what I hate is people that feel like they have any control over your life. I'm sorry. That sucks. Yeah, I don't even know what else to say. That is terrible. It's like worst nightmare type shit.
And that's why I decided to reach out. Cause like that was our worst nightmare was having it, you know, happen.
And we've had friends, you know, like you that have to deal with the school system shit.
Right.
And like that, it's just so unfair. And they're amazing fucking teachers, by the way.
Right.
I just don't understand how that has one thing to do with the other. You know what I mean?
And I told them that I said, you know, what's funny is I've been doing this longer than I worked here. It never affected my teaching. It never changed who I was. And my husband and I mean, we kind of went on a rant on this about our podcast. It is more acceptable. It would have been more acceptable for them to find out I'm cheating on my husband. I wouldn't have lost my job. Yep. It would have been more acceptable for them to find out, you know, that maybe my husband abuses me. I wouldn't have lost my job or if I abuse him. Yep. But sex, consensual sex between adults on site that are meant to be 18 and over, age verified, I'm going to lose my job. And I'm sorry, is that a me problem or a parenting problem if your student does end up finding it?
You got it.
We don't know where the email came from. We have an idea and won't say much more than that. Yep. Could it have been a parent? Sure. I don't think so. But yeah, it's just people are miserable and they take it upon themselves to, for whatever reason, ruin other people's lives or be righteous and feel like, you know, they're doing the right thing because their morals aren't aligned with mine. Or, you know, it's just at the end of the day, my husband is amazing. He's been my rock and he just keeps reminding me you've done nothing wrong. You know, you excel in all aspects, whatever that may be. You've kept everything compartmentalized. You're great at all of it. So he's really been my support, my rock. And he's actually really excited. He wanted me to quit last year. He wanted me to quit. So he's excited. You know, I used to be a stay-at-home mom. And we talked about the days when our kids would go to school and we could go on day dates and do this. And we got one of those. And then I went back to work full time. And so he's like, we never had that. So he's excited for me to be home more, spend more time with him, more time with our family, be less stressed out, trying to juggle everything. We're looking at the positives right now. We're kind of figuring out our next steps. And it's a roller coaster for sure. One minute I'm totally fine. And I'm like, yes, this is going to be awesome. And the next minute I'm balled up in a corner crying because I've, you know, lost things I wasn't ready to lose yet. So
I would love to throw you into this group that we have too. It's other female creators and me.
Female creators and then him.
But it's basically just like this little support group of people that we've had on our podcast.
Yeah.
They're high performing, you know, creators essentially. Right. And it's just a nice place to be able to vent that it's not Reddit. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a closed group.
And like we're all over the world. Like, you know, we got
Australia,
Scotland, and then the rest are all US
the States
based,
and stuff. But we'll send you an invite if you're interested in it just as a place to vent, because I think it's super important to have that place to vent and to have one that's not Reddit, because I see people go on Reddit, especially high performers, and they'll be like, I lost 200 subscribers in the last week. And somebody's like, I wish I could get 200 subscribers.
They're like, I don't have any of that.
This has nothing to do with comparisons. This has to do with me losing something and trying to figure out a solution. Right. And that's kind of the frustration that we all got, was like, we have unique problems compared to a lot of the other people because of the stage that we are at in our pages. And we can't necessarily go out to Reddit or find those answers elsewhere, but we do know that we have friends that have those answers, or friends that are specialists in certain other areas.
Help like maneuver
whatever
it is.
Like my whole thing, I'm great with technology and cameras and videography, all that kind of shit. So anybody has questions about any of that kind of stuff,
they know to reach out to him.
I go in. But then we have a friend, Suckasaurus, who's great with Instagram and YouTube. So anytime we have questions about, hey, you know, should we do something on that? We'll reach out to Suckasaurus.
Right.
And then Candy's been pretty good at TikTok. We have Sarah Feeds, who's good at Twitch.
Yeah.
And then the other one is,
Rach.
I didn't mean the other one, as in the other person, the other platform.
Oh.
I knew her name.
Oh, how did you forget her?
Discord.
Yes.
What she's going to teach us.
Yes.
Which I don't know how to use that one very well, but you know, it's cool. You know.
Yeah, that one's tricky. But we were on the Strictly Anonymous podcast, my husband and I, and they and Christina Kay or Kathy Cam, sorry, uses Discord, and holy shit, that is its own other beast. But it brings subscribers in. Let me tell you.
It does. I got to figure it out. It's one of those things where with her, she has not been involved in the business aspect.
Right. Like I was there, but I wasn't like.
Really, like the last 3 months is where she just started taking charge and like jumping in on like helping with marketing and stuff.
I was just the, hey, come take the pictures and videos.
The mattress actress.
Just like,
that's that? Me. The mattress oh,
yeah.
actress.
Yeah,
that's what she was until recently, and it was because of anxiety. She didn't want to go on and even see the comments that people would leave because she was worried that there would be negative comments.
Right.
And finally, we got over that point. I'm like, look, you're gorgeous. You've had millions of views on Pornhub. You've made thousands of dollars by showing your naked body. I think you can get enough confidence at this point to read a few comments.
Yeah.
And nothing has been negative.
The anxiety was just too much for me to like even want to like look at it, and then just but like one she, day we just
you get to take over all that shit now.
Yeah, like I the social media.
I get to be creative, everything. Which is all I ever want to do is just create shit. And she gets to like actually run her pages like she's.
But like it's hard like jumping in and having zero idea how to run any like social media platform and like try to grow it, and then it's like oh, it's not just like one platform. You have like. I don't even know. There's just an unlimited number of platforms that I'm like, I don't know how to
run
anything.
The amount of ones that we've grown and lost
is
disgusting. I mean,
TikTok alone.
TikTok and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
Yeah, we just lost ours.
Oh, no. Yeah, we had one that we lost right after we had a very...
We filmed a gangbang.
Yeah, we filmed a gangbang.
And it was like supposed to be like our biggest release ever. And then...
We had invited some of the virgins back because I'd gotten to 10 virgins between August and December. And so we were like, as like a, this is a big deal. Like we decided, hey, I'm going to invite some of them back and we're going to do a gangbang. And then it's going to be like this amazing video. And we invited.
We were getting like 40 subscribers a day from TikTok at this point.
Right.
Like it was just.
It was ridiculous.
And that was at like almost $10 a subscription.
Right.
Or something like that. So, I mean, we were doing pretty well on TikTok, and that wasn't even including like pay-per-views and shit that we were selling.
Right.
So we were like, this video is going to be amazing. Huge. You know what I mean? Because we had, at the time, we had almost 500 paying fans.
Right.
And all of a sudden that video dropped. Or we filmed the video.
We filmed the video. We woke up the next morning and we were showering.
And Reddit was banned. TikTok was banned. And Instagram was banned.
Oh my gosh. That's my biggest fear. Yes, being outed sucks. But my biggest fear is I wake up one morning and it's all gone. And you got to start over.
That has happened to us twice now.
Ugh. Yeah. Just recently was the last attack. And
yeah, we think mine is from... family on our side. So,
oh, wow.
I guess that would be the only negative person.
Yeah. But yeah. But I mean, I don't talk to them, but
we don't talk to them.
Anyways, I think they know. And
because when we told everybody, we told like not everybody, like there were certain people that we like blocked from like telling, but like we told our parents, we told our siblings. Well, I told my sibling, and then, like I blocked like my grandma, my cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever, because I'm like, they don't really need to know. But, I mean, he doesn't talk to some of his family, and,
one of them found out.
One of them still found out because we told other people, and, not long after we told everybody, everything got attacked. And so
multiple times. I mean, we got them back a few times, but Reddit just took us down again.
Yeah.
And that was like, it's an IP ban. Like I cannot get on it, period.
Ugh.
No matter what account I do, to say that we're like trying to go around the IP ban and shit. I'm like, no, we've done nothing different than anybody else other than the fact that somebody just keeps reporting us so much.
Right. They said I was spamming with like messages, and I'm like, I'm just sending, like, I'm sure you do the same thing. Like you have like a kind of like a set list of like things like, hey, thanks for coming to the page, whatever. Like, you know, I just like, I have these like lists of like, you bought something.
You personalize them.
Right. I personalize them.
It's a general.
Like, and so like they told me I was spamming by sending the same message over and over. And I'm like, okay.
But the message that you were sending, the message that you were responding to was hi.
Right.
You know, like or dudes hey. Just,
hey.
Or want to fuck? Oh, you know God. What I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, no. Like,
actually, I don't.
Right. You're like, yeah, no, it's going to be a no. But yeah, that was our biggest place that we were getting like the virgins from was from Reddit. And so like it took forever. Like we went over a year?
We went a year without any virgins.
Without any virgins.
All of our shit got shut down. We couldn't find anybody.
And then just between, what's today, Friday?
Within the last 10 days, she's had three.
Yeah. Because wow. We started a dating on, what is it? Dating app. And yeah, so yeah,
just leave it there.
Yep, we'll leave it there. But yeah. So I was able to find a few. So
we were outed a little bit back in August, September of last year, right when we started our podcast actually. Someone I knew from 6 years ago, haven't seen this guy in 6 years, wasn't even a friend, just an acquaintance that knew my husband and I, somehow put pieces together. I don't know. I have a feeling how, but anyway, he found out, reached out to some people who were kind enough and enough of my friends to contact me and let me know. And I went through this whole freak out that he had found us, and I made my husband shut down our Reddit, which he was devastated over because we were doing really well. And it's been a bitch to really build back up. And I hate that I made him shut it down, but I made him like block everything, shut everything down. And then 4 days later, I was like, no, screw this. We're not going to hide. And he's like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have shut it down before I decided that.
Right.
So,
I've made that mistake.
We've been trying this whole last year to build the Reddit back up because we were doing so well. And it's hard. It's
part of what we've been discussing with Succosaurus. She came to visit us, 2 weeks ago. And
I was bored in that, but
3 weeks ago, whatever it was. And we started talking about how, we lose these social media accounts, right? Like this is our bread and butter as creators. And then you wake up one morning and like, she's got an Instagram that has, over 200,000 or something like that. She's like, if I lose that, that's a huge hit, obviously, right. How do you build that back up? You have to have all these alternative accounts. And then you got to hope what happens if you get an IP ban, because then you can't use your alternative accounts. Everything's fucked.
Right.
So we started talking about, we need to create like a creators, Instagram page, essentially, of a group of creators. That way, when somebody has a page that goes down, they have this page as their backup to help market, or at least, hold them up. Right. They can get their other one out.
Or like have all of us still like help, like.
Essentially just, we want to be able to lift each other up. As creators, nobody has insurance, right? Nobody has our back. Unless we create our own community and have each other's back, which, we don't need to take money from each other, but we can certainly lift each other up and, help each other out on the other side of things and maybe reduce some anxiety for people, at least. Right. I don't know.
Because it's a lonely business. Like, there's not a lot of, camaraderie and,
there's a lot of competition.
There's so much competition.
So cutthroat for no reason. And it's like, y'all, there is plenty of money out there for everybody. Everybody's got their own thing,
I haven't experienced that, but I'm a lot like you, Stephanie. I'm not the business person at all. My husband is amazing. Right. He's kept this all going. I just kind of show up and do my thing. And maybe because for me, it wasn't a business. It was, but I had a full-time job. This was more fun. And hey, we're making some money off of it. I haven't seen, I've heard of the cutthroat and the competition and the drama that can come. Luckily, we've been really lucky to not see any of that. And I'm hoping now that I'm going to jump a little bit more in, it doesn't become like that. And then I don't even like it. You know what I mean? That's kind of my fear too.
Right.
This is supposed to be fun. Once it's not fun, I don't want anything to do with it. So
exactly.
I really hope that I don't.
That's kind of why we decided to put up our boundaries with things. Cause we got to the point we were starting to help people. And then they would basically take all of our ideas.
We were guarded, but
And then they would basically just go do their own thing and not.
Like they'd say, hey, we're going to not like join your brand, but hey, we're gonna we're gonna help build you or whatever. And then
it's not for me. And then a month later, they're doing their own thing. off on the side. I'm just like, not doing that anymore. Ideas. People, you know, reporting us on things. And we're just at the point now, it's just like, fuck it. We probably, for the past 18 months, it's been a full-time job for us. Like, right. Both of us quit our jobs. I was a real estate agent prior. And I was just,
I didn't really quit my job.
Well, you didn't have a job, but you were working at home and you were doing this stuff. Right. But, you know, for me, it was like morally, I couldn't handle the real estate shit anymore. I was just like, I feel like I'm going to screw somebody over, you know, taking away their life savings or whatever it is. And I don't know. I guess I'm more open to seeing how cutthroat people are now that I've been focused on it for 18 months.
Right.
Because we've been more reliant on people. Whereas before it was like, I didn't really need them because I had my other, you know, income.
Yeah. This is
this time it's like, now it's like, okay, well, hey, I did the shout out for this person and they did not reciprocate. You know what I mean? So that sucks. And that's the kind of shit that gets me pissed off. That's happened so many times now where people will be like, oh yeah, you know, help me do this shout out. And we put it all together. And then I changed my mind.
Whether they have all of our information, they have the link to our page. I'm like, cool. So they have able to get off. Like,
they have your validation for them, but they're not reciprocating it in any way.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're just fucking tired.
Because in that the creator zone where it's like we're not new and we're not
we're not making $100,000 a month.
Right. Yeah. We're not way up here, but we're also not way down here. We're in that awkward gray zone where nobody wants to help us because you're successful. But you're not super successful and but we know what we're doing. So we can't
the newer people don't want to work with us because they get intimidated.
Right. And I guess that's what I was trying to get to.
The more professional ones are it doesn't really bring enough to the table for me.
Exactly. So it's tough to get past that little spot. So
we'll get there. Keep grinding. That's kind of that's been the theme lately when it feels like it's not working, just keep going.
Yep. Because I've had many of these times.
Yeah, there's definitely times where I'm is this really, I mean, especially before we came out and told everybody, it was is this what we should be doing? And I'm well, I mean, I'm having fun with it. I don't know what else I would be doing because I was a stay-at-home mom. So I'm I didn't have a career necessarily before we started this. And so I'm I don't know what I would do. And so I'm not that, I'm oh, I'm only doing this because of that, but
Might as well.
Right. And so
might as well film it.
Sometimes, maybe your job, you're not having a good time. That sounds bad, but it's still a job. And so you still got to work and you still got to put in the time and the effort and all that to, get to where you need to get to. So I guess that's.
Yeah. It's still a job, but it's a good job to have.
Right.
I don't want any other job.
Yeah, no.
I'm good here. I will stay here as long as I can.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. That's why I wasn't going to leave teaching. I didn't want it to be a job, because I just wanted it to stay fun and to be an escape. But now for the time being, it is going to be my job. So I have
to be fair, the time during the day that we get to spend with each other is awesome. Especially not during the summer. It's fucking miserable right now.
It's miserable right now.
Too much time? Or because the kids are there?
The kids
are there.
No, we can spend every second of the day with each other. We're weird. I'm telling you. We're
totally content with it.
Yeah, we'd be fine. Put us on a deserted island, just the two of us. We're good to go. Right. We can entertain ourselves.
Yeah. But once the kids are there, it's hell.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's terrible.
Bad. Yeah. How much longer?
The school year, when we're just able to do this stuff, and they're at school, and we got 6 hours... we get so much work done and we're happy until they come home. It's great.
And then we have to go pick them up.
But we get collabs done and stuff. I mean, we have a nude beach not too far away from us. So we can actually go out to the nude beach during the day if we want to come back. And it's it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
I am looking forward to that. I really am. I mean, again, everything happens for a reason. I'm looking at this as a blessing in disguise. I'm looking at it as my husband's been wanting me to do this. It was the push I needed. There's bigger things ahead. There's more time for us. There's more freedom. And one of my creator friends reached out when he heard what happened. And he said, the first word he wrote was congratulations. He said, I think that is the best word because not many people get the opportunity to have the freedom that you're now going to have. So the only word I can think to tell you is congratulations right now.
And that is a very, very strong statement, I think.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. It was.
It made me feel better.
No, yeah. And that's it. Really, it is. And that's what we had a few people reach out to us the same way. Right. They were just like, y'all, like,
good job.
We know that it was a weird way of doing it, but like, you all like have like, a level of freedom now that like nobody ever gets to have. You know, you get to choose your own destiny, essentially.
Yep. Yeah. They're like, we're controlling the narrative, you know, as far as that, you know, goes. But like,
now, if we fail, it's only because we're ugly.
Now they see the whole thing, you know, so that's been coming up a lot, obviously. Probably my most asked question by followers and listeners is, okay, are you going all in? Do we get to see your face now? And I'm not quite ready. I think this has all been a shock. I need some time. I don't care if people find out. The people that love me are going to love me no matter what happens. The people that have a problem with this, I don't need in my life anyways. My family may not love it at first, but they're not going to disown me over it. We're, you know, it's going to be fine. But I also am not ready to just advertise to everyone like, hey, here I am. If they find out, cool, they find out. I'm not going to spend my days worrying about that anymore. I feel like I've been through the worst of it. I've physically have lost a job. I'm not going to lose family or friends over it. And if I do, they weren't that important to begin with.
You got it.
That's exactly.
But I'm not ready to be like, here I am, world. So will it come? Probably, maybe.
Hey, you know, I don't think you owe that answer to anybody. Yeah, I think it's, you know, your own comfort level. It's your journey. And you know, if it comes to it, I'm sure you'll get paid for it handsomely. So hold on to it.
Yeah.
Hold on to it as long as you can.
On our podcast yesterday, actually, my husband had me laughing. He was like, oh, trust me, when that face reveal comes, it's coming with a facial. I'm going to your bull with like the biggest load, and that face reveal is going to come with a huge facial.
Of course.
And that's how we're showing you to the world. I'm like, that's very romantic, honey. Thank you.
Aww. You're like, sweet. Yeah.
Such
that's
a sweet
beautiful.
So poetic. Yeah.
Well, I think this is probably a good place for us to end. I had an awesome conversation this was with you. Fun. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. You know,
it's always nice to connect with somebody with a similar personality. It's hard to find people like this, obviously, as you can tell. So we'll send you our information so we can keep you in our group and stuff as well. And we'll send you this, of course, before all of this stuff comes out. Best way for people to find your links, Sexy Soccer Mom, is that it?
Yes. So if you go to my link tree, you know, whatever the link tree website is, I'm Sexy Soccer Mom with 3 X's, all one word. You can find my OnlyFans, Fansly X, a link to our podcast. So yeah, link tree, Sexy Soccer Mom, 3 X's, all one word.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you again for coming, and hang tight while I hit stop on this, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you guys so much for having me.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, it's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxxx.
So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX